When you walk on wax, you save your floors. The Johnson Wax Program, presenting Fibber McGee and Company with Billy Mills Orchestra. The show opens with Love is Sweeping the Country. Hard to understand why Johnson's self-polishing glow coat far outsells all other no-rubbing polishes. Glow coat is so easy to use. Just listen to these simple directions. Pour a little glow coat right out of the can onto your clean linoleum. Then spread it lightly over the surface with a soft cloth or the long-handled glow coat applier. There's no work to it, no bearing down or rubbing in. When the surface is covered, go away and forget about it for 20 minutes. Come back and behold a bright, shining floor, beautifully polished, giving sparkle to the whole kitchen. No more dull, dingy floors after you learn about the easy-to-use modern polish that keeps floors clean, protected from wear. Glow Coat is spelled G-L-O hyphen C-O-A-T. Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat. Molly's still away. Fibber's financial manipulations have reduced him to a state where something has got to be done. And here, with his first assistant treasurer, Silly Watson, going through his effects for something to sell, we find Fibber McGee.
Sil, what do you think I should get for this watch?
I get some brass polish even out of you, Mr. McGee.
I mean, how much cash?
Well, who are you figuring on selling it to, Mr. McGee, please?
Harlow Wilcox looks pretty prosperous. I think I'll try him. Hey, Harlow, I'd like to let you in on something.
Did you say let me in or take me in?
Why, Harpo, that cut me to the quick. I guess you've forgotten about that East Indian charm you sold me the other day.
No, I remember.
You said it would bring me luck.
Well, didn't it?
Yeah, on the way home with it, I was run over by a taxi cab and taken to a dog hospital by mistake. They kept me there for 3 days.
Well, you don't look any the worse for your 3 days in the dog hospital.
Well, I am. And it's very embarrassing. Yesterday, I had dinner at the Palace Cafe.
What happened?
Well, I snapped at the waiter and growled as I ate my T-bone steak and then went out and buried the bone in the backyard. And if that dog catcher don't quit chasing me, I'd...
Hi, Fibber.
Oh, it's Clark Dennis. Hey, Clark, take a look at this watch of mine.
Is that a watch? I thought it was a fireless cooker.
Of course it's a watch.
Well, it don't look so hot to me.
Why, Dad Raddick, this watch is a genuine family heirloom. Oh, here comes Billy Mills. He appreciates the finer things, I bet you. I bet he makes me a good offer. Hi, Billy.
Hello, Fibber. What's that you got there, a waffle iron?
Say, Mills, this is a watch and very valuable. Now, seriously, you guys, what am I offered for this beautiful timepiece?
I'll give you a nickel for it, Fibber.
A nickel? Hey, Sil, come here a minute.
Yeah, so what do you want, Miss McGee?
Listen, Sil. I've got a great idea.
I'm broke too, please, sir.
What I mean is I'm going to use a little sales psychology on these birds.
What?
You know, a person always wants to buy something that's hard to get.
Yes, but a little old watch of yours ain't hard to get, is it?
We'll make it hard to get. That's where you come in, Sil. I'll auction off the watch and you keep the bidding alive.
Me?
Sure. All you have to do is keep raising the bid until I give you the signal to stop. You catch on to it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now here we go. Now, listen, fellas. So that everyone can have a fair and equal chance to buy this beautiful timepiece, I'm going to auction it off to the highest bidder. What do I hear?
I'll still give you a nickel for it.
Now, nickel has been bid.
$2.
I'll give you $1 for it, Fibber.
$1 has been bid.
$2.
I'll bid $5.
$5.
$10.
Attaboy, Sil. $10 has been bid. Do I hear?
$10.50.
$20.
Take it easy, sir.
$20.50.
Now that's enough, sir.
$40.
Cut it out.
$40.50.
Oh, to the man in the box.
$80.
Can't you see my signal?
$80.50.
Sold to the gentleman.
$160.
Well, that tops me. It's all yours, Sil.
Going at $160. Going, gone. Sold to Silly Watson for $160. Dad read it.
I outbid him, didn't I, Miss McGee?
You ruined everything, Sil. Now I gotta take the watch to a pawn shop. Why didn't you stop when I give you the signal?
Did that mean stop?
Why, sure, I held up my hand. Ain't you ever been to school?
Yes, sir.
Well, don't you know that holding up the hand means you gotta stop?
Not when I went to school.
Someplace, Sil.
Yes, sir. You know, Mr. McGee, I've always wanted to go into one of these here places and hock my 5-carat diamond.
What? You got a 5-carat diamond?
No, sir, that's something else I always wanted.
Oh, here's the pawn shop, Sil. Let's go in and get some dough now for this watch.
And so, what was it, please? And don't call me Jake. The name is Solomon.
Well, that's Jake with me. Well, I got a watch here, Sol, that I want to get a loan on. It's a valuable heirloom.
An heirloom, is it?
Yep.
If somebody is bringing in something which is not a heirloom, I'm dropping dead in my tracks, so help me. Let's see the watch.
Okay, I'll unwrap it. This watch has come down to me from 5 generations, Sol.
Oi, what a come down.
It originally belonged to my ancestor, Sir Siegfried McGee. So be careful with it. It was damaged once when Sir Siegfried wound it too tight. Now, that is, Sir Siegfried was too tight when he wound it. Ever since then, the watch hasn't been able to keep its face straight. And that's why I...
Quiet, please. With watches, ticking speaks louder than talking.
Well, come on, come on. What'll you give me for it? And don't try to slip nothing over on me. I'm an old pawnbroker myself, you know.
Is that so?
Betcha.
Well, I'll tell you.
Here's a note for you, Sol. It's from Screwball Connolly.
Gee, you hear that, Sil? Screwball Connolly, the gangster.
That's all, sonny boy?
Hey, what's the matter, Sol? Bad news?
No, this is just a business matter. Oi, and what a business. Mister, do I understand you to say you was a pawnbroker once?
Absolutely, Sol. Used to be in the pawn shop business just when I was just a mere boy. Had a wonderful reputation, too. My word was good for any amount. Used to pawn it now and then just to try it out. Pawn my word, McGee, I was known as in them days. On my word, McGee, popular payer of prime prices for ping pong paddles, porcelain plates, perambulators, paintings, pearls, plows, and piccolos. Purposely tally with the police and praise and poetry and prose as the peer of princely pawnbrokers from the parched prairies of the Panhandle to the pleasant playgrounds of the Parisian Plaza. So what do you give me for the watch, Sol?
I think I'm giving you the business.
What do you mean you're giving me the business?
Just what I said. I'm going away on a little trip, and you can manage the shop while I'm gone.
Oh, hey, now, wait a minute. I don't know anything, or it's been a long time since I... Hey, come back here. You can't...
I'll be back maybe next week, and to you, my very best wishes.
What happened? Hey, Sil, what do you suppose made him turn this shop over to me?
Well, I reckon it was this little note he got, please.
The note? What's the note say, Sil?
Well, it say here, come across with that 5,000 or else.
Oh.
Signed, Screwball Connolly.
Oh. No wonder he ducked out. Oh, well, that needn't bother us none. Screwball Connolly can't have anything against us. Anyway, it looks like we got ourselves a pawn shop, Sil.
Oh. How do you do? How much will you give me for this parrot?
Let's have a look at it. How old is he, sis?
Oh, at least 150. Parrots grows to a ripe old age, you know.
Well, 150 years old, eh? Gee, that goes way back to the Revolution. Let's hear you say something, Polly.
Hide that jug, George. Here comes Martha.
Uh-oh. Get that bird out of here, sis. Get him out of here before he spills the beans about Paul Revere.
Ain't funny, McGee.
You know what I think I'll do, Sil? I'm going to take down them three gold balls over the door and throw them away. The proper symbol for this business is an eight ball, anyway.
Hello, Fibber. Say, what'll you give me on these scrub brushes?
Scrub brushes? Where'd you get them?
Oh, I collected them out of alleys around town here. You see, women are all using glow coat on their floors now, and they throw the scrub brushes away.
I see. I catch on to it. I'll give you 40 cents.
Oh, yeah? They're worth more than that.
No, they ain't.
Yes, they are.
I tell you
Excuse me, Mr. McGee. You don't sound very much like a pawnbroker, please.
Huh? No. Oh, say, that's right. Well, Wilcox, I'll tell you.
Okay, give me the 40 cents.
Here. Thanks, Sil. That was a constructive thought. Now, let's see.
Oh, excuse me. Have you got a good-looking money changer?
Not in this temple.
Oh, no. I mean one of those metal things that the streetcar men make change with.
Oh, yes. Here's one right here, sis. It's never been redeemed. I'll give it to you for $2.
I'll take it. Wrap it as a wedding gift and send it to Miss Greta Garbo with this card.
Hey, what's the idea of giving a coin changer to Greta Garbo?
Oh, haven't you heard?
No.
She's marrying that conductor.
Dear.
Miss McGee, please. Mr. McGee, is Miss Garbo really marrying up with a conductor, please?
An orchestra conductor, Sil. Didn't you read where he's put his band around her finger? Oh, it's Clark Dennis. What you want, Clark?
Can I get some dough for a song?
Absolutely, but let's hear it first. What's the name of your song?
I Can Dream, can't I?
Oh, sheet music. Go ahead, Clark.
I can see, no matter how near you'll be, you'll never belong to me. But I can dream, can't I? Can't I pretend that I'm locked in the bend of your embrace? For dreams are just like wine, and I am drunk with mine. I'm aware my heart is a sad affair. There's much disillusion there. But I can dream, can't I? Can't I adore you? Although we are oceans apart, I can't make you open your heart. But I can see you'll never belong to me, no matter how near you'll be. But I can dream, can't I? Can't I adore you? Although we are oceans apart, I can't make you open your heart. But I can
great, Clark. Well, come on, Sil. We got to take an inventory.
Take a what?
Inventory. All businesses have got to take an inventory. That way, we know if our liabilities exceed the stuff on hand and whether the cash or cashier is unbalanced and if depreciation has set up the moratorium and profit taken has weakened the capital structure and all stuff like that there. Now, we'll start with this showcase here. Write these items down.
Yes.
One revolver.
One revolver. Is it loaded, please?
I'll see. Yep, it was loaded.
Looky, Miss McGee, here come little old Indian, please, sir.
Oh. Maybe it's Sitting Bull wanting to hawk his easy chair. Hi, Chief.
How? You make loan on blanket?
Oh, sure. Me make plenty big loan on blanket. You make them blanket?
Squaw make them.
Oh, squaw, huh? Well, it's a very handsome blanket. Hey, this is a Persian rug.
Plenty traveling men in tribe.
Well, I'll give you $3.
You give them $1, not worth $3.
Oh, honest Injun, huh?
No honest, just foolish Injun.
Oh. Well, here's your dollar, and come in again. Hey, what kind of an Indian are you, Chief? You Pawnee?
No, me Pawner. You Pawnee.
Well, come on, Sil. Let's get on with the inventory.
Yes, sir.
One lawnmower, one violin. There's a label inside of this fiddle. S-T-R-A-D... Stradivarius. Made in 1723. 1723. Shucks, a fiddle that old can't be much good. Throw that out, Sil. We'll just keep fresh stock in here from now on. One camera. Sledgehammer. One small carpenter's plane. Wrap that plane up and send it to Edgar Bergen. Charlie McCarthy. Charlie McCarthy will be old enough to shave one of these days. Here's...
Hello there, Johnny. You the pawn shop man?
That's me. Want to make a loan on something?
What do you give me on this gold ring, Johnny?
Take it off and let's see it.
Hey, what's he?
I says take it off and let's see it.
Can't get it off, Johnny. But if you give me a loan on it, I'll stay here with it.
Dad Ratta Jr., if you have to stay here with it, what's the idea of getting the loan?
That's pretty good, Johnny. But that ain't the way I heard it.
Why, that old coot. Where'd he get that stuff? You must think I'm dead. Hey, what's the matter with you, Sil?
I just can't get over the way that pawn shop man turned over everything to you so quick, Mr. McGee. He sure scared of Screwball Connolly.
Oh, well, Screwball Connolly's mob wants him to pay off for something. But no mob can scare me into paying protection.
And no mop needs scare anybody whose floors are under the protection of Johnson's Glow Coat, the no-rubbing power...
Harpo! How'd you get in here?
I was written in.
Well, erase yourself.
All right.
Now, let's see about this inventory. One accordion. Sell that to some ball player, Sil. They love those squeeze plays.
Here's... The way I heard it, Johnny... One feller says to the other feller, "Say," says, "I see where them three Albanian princesses has got orders to come home." "Why?" says the other feller. "Well," he says, "the home boys are balking." I wonder who takes up all them things.
Albanian princesses. You know what an Albanian is, Sil?
Yes, sir. That's somebody with pink eyes and white hair, please.
Oh, no. That's albumin. Hi, bud. Well, what can I be doing for you today, my friend?
Screwball Connolly sent me. Oh. You the boss here?
Why, yes, but what... I'm just taking care of this place while the owner's away.
Don't give me that stuff.
Huh?
The mob left some stuff with Solomon to get rid of, see? And he never paid off.
Oh, dear.
$5,000 he's holding
up. Well, I didn't have nothing to do with it. What did he sell for you?
Some hot ice.
Hot ice? Oh, quit your kidding, bud. Hot ice. Sit down and I'll fry you an Eskimo pie.
Okay, wise guy, laugh it off. But I'll be back later, see?
Hot ice, of all the dumb things.
He don't mean ice, please, sir.
Huh?
He means stolen diamonds, please, sir. That's what they call hot ice.
It is? Oh, well, that's different. Oh, well, I ain't responsible for Solomon's troubles. What? Oh, it's Billy Mills. Hi, Billy, what you want?
I want to redeem a pledge.
What's the pledge?
Well, I promised a couple of people we'd play whistle while you work.
Oh, well, go ahead, Billy. Whistle while you work from So What and the Seven Et Ceteras.
Next week, this program will come to you on Tuesday nights and every Tuesday night thereafter. The new time, effective next Tuesday, March 15th, will be 9:30 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 8:30 to 9 p.m. Central Time. Remember now, Fibber McGee comes to you over this same network beginning next week on Tuesday night, 9:30 Eastern Time, 8:30 Central Time.
Let's get on with the inventory, Sil. One straw hat, jackknife, cocktail shaker, one tuxedo coat. Shucks, I can wear that coat myself.
There ain't no pants to it, please.
I can go semi-formal. Who the heck
is that? My old friend, Oh, I beg your pardon. I thought my friend Solomon...
Oh, no, was... Solomon's gone away for a while, bud. Say, ain't you Reginald Hamfat, the actor?
Yes, my boy. Did you see me as Touchstone in As You Like It or Bassanio in The Merchant of Venice?
Oh, I think I seen you as Iago in When Othello Needs a Friend.
Yes. But the theater's fallen upon evil days, my boy.
Yes, it has.
As Shakespeare so well said in the third act of... when the dread hand of circumstance clucks at thy human throat, what will you give my pawn shop friend for this, my overcoat?
Well, I don't know, Hamfat. That fur collar is kind of worn.
I'm taking bows, my friend. And if the cuffs are slightly frayed, it is merely from rubbing the leaves of a million autograph books. How about $5?
$5 as well. You want to leave it now?
No. I'll send it over from the flop house. My suite at the hotel.
You'll send it over by messenger?
No, by boy. No. The coat will come by itself. It's been here before.
Ladies and gentlemen, The door slams on this broadcast are entirely fictitious. Any resemblance to an actual door slam is purely coincidental. Oh, it's Nick DePopulos. Hi, Nick.
Hello, Fizzer. What are you doing with the business in the hotel shop?
Well, I just took it over temporary, Nick. Anything I can do for you?
Oh, no, Fizzer. I'm just sidewalking past the plate glasses windows. And when I'm looking in at all the junk, who am I seeing in here, which is nobody else but you? You could have knocked me down with a feather bed, and I hope you do, because I'm tired.
Well, I'm glad you came in, Nick. You care to pawn anything today?
No, Fizzer. I'm winning some money with the racing horses last Saturday at Santa Anitipur's. I'm betting $10 on a stagehand because a stagehand is being a union man, and there is an old saying that in a union there is strength, and it is taking a strong animal to win a race against the seahorse biscuit and ping pong.
It wasn't ping pong, that was pompoon.
What difference is it making except to another horsey? Well, so long, Fizzer. If I can send anybody in who is wanting a good pawn buster, what do I care where he goes?
Well, let's get on the wind, folks. Let's see. One electric train. One snowshoe. Imagine anybody hawking one snowshoe.
That's a tennis racket, please.
Oh. Two cameo pins. Two...
All right, you.
Oh, hello, Poopsies. What was it you wished to pawn, gentlemen?
This is the guy, boys.
Oh,
we don't want to pawn nothing, see? Screwball Connolly sent us.
Oh, I see. You mean, well, I'm Fibber McGee, boys. The guy you want is Solomon, and he ain't here.
Don't give me that stuff, punk. Okay. Hand over that $5,000 and we'll take the joint apart. And yous, too.
That batted, I ain't got $5,000. Besides, I didn't have nothing to do with that job.
So what? That diamond necklace was fenced through this shop, see?
Huh?
And if you're running the shop, you pay.
Okay. Just point that gun the other way, will you? That muzzle looks so big, I'm afraid I'll get dizzy and fall into it. Look, I'll tell you what I'll do, boys.
Well, what?
Well, I'm Fibber McGee on the radio, broadcasting for Johnson's Wax, remember?
I heard of Johnson's Wax, but your name ain't familiar. Well, go on.
Well, I was just going to say that you meet me after one of my broadcasts some night. Say, next Tuesday night at NBC. You meet me and we'll talk business.
Next Tuesday night at NBC?
Yeah.
Okay, Mug.
Fine.
If you don't come across then, we signed you off like this.
You sure in a jam now, Mr. McGee.
Oh, yeah? Didn't you hear what I told him? I told him to come up to the broadcast Tuesday night. Don't you get it, Sil? We're on Monday night.
No, we ain't, Mr. McGee.
Huh?
Don't you remember? After this week, we is on Tuesday.
Oh, sure.
Automobile is new, be sure to protect the finish now with Johnson's Auto Wax so it will never lose its gleaming beauty. If your car is old, Johnson's Auto Wax and Cleaner will make it shine like new again. Take away all the old discoloration and road film. Thousands of car owners testify that Johnson's Auto Wax and Cleaner have cut their car washings way down and given them a much higher trade-in value on their cars. You can do the job yourself with little effort. Or, if you prefer, a nearby service station or garage will make your car spick and span with Johnson's Auto Wax and Cleaner at a surprisingly low cost. So don't delay another day. Wax your car the Johnson way.
Ladies and gentlemen, don't forget that beginning next week, this program will be broadcast on Tuesday night at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time and 8:30 Central Standard Time. We hope that both you and your friends will listen next Tuesday. Good night, folks. Good night, Molly.
This is Harlow Wilcox speaking for the makers of Johnson's Wax and Glow Coat at Racine, Wisconsin, inviting you to be with us again next Tuesday night. Consult your local newspaper for time and station.
The selection Love is Sweeping the Country is from Of Thee I Sing, Whistle While You Work from Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. This is the Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company.